Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I'm amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you're with me because we got the Tax Mama on the show. That's right. The Tax Mama right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, is an original member of our Brain Trust. Very soon, in a couple of months, we'll be celebrating her 12th anniversary as a member, a very important member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the top tax experts in the world on small business taxation. I guess maybe since it's just U.S. taxes, maybe I should just say the U.S. Although it could qualify, she could qualify for the world. And her book is called Small Business Taxes Made Easy. And she's our good friend, Eva Rosenberg. Welcome back.
Well, good morning, Jim. I may not know worldwide taxes, but I have friends who do.
But you're known around the world. In fact, across the galaxy, I hear. But it's good to have you back. She is an enrolled agent. Eva, tell us what an enrolled agent is.
Oh, it's an awful term. We really need to change it. But what that basically means is I get my authorization from the U.S. Treasury Department and IRS to represent taxpayers before the Internal Revenue Service.
Yeah.
So and
when you say represent taxpayers, what does that mean? What does that entail?
It means that when they get notices, you know, all those things like you didn't report all your income.
Right.
You owe money. You're being audited.
Those fund notices.
Yes, I can take over in your place.
Wow.
You don't have to do anything with communicating with IRS again. Just give me all the stuff.
How about
I
that?
Asked for and... Yeah, you're home free.
Yeah, there you go. So folks, that's different from just being a tax preparer, which you also are, too. You do that, too, don't you?
I do. And you know what? IRS started the year, the very first printed announcement that they made was that they are going to require licensing of all taxes.
I saw that. What do you think about that?
I cannot tell you how jazzed I am.
Oh, really? You like this idea, huh?
We have been working towards this for years because most states, probably 47 states, and none of the territories have any rules at all.
Well, you drive out across, you know, fly over America, and you see the sign out in front of a convenience store, double cheeseburger and fries, and your tax is done too. You know.
Yeah, or a car wash or a car lot. You know, they try to get you a refund so you can make the down payment
right
on a new car and stuff. And they don't have to hire anyone who knows anything. I mean, they can pull a kid off the street or off the car wash line and have them start doing taxes.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need a license.
Who's going to be in charge? Who's going to be in charge of the sanctioning of this licensing process?
It's going to be IRS. And in fact,
that sounds like a goat roping to me.
You know what? Yeah, what they're going to do is, first of all, they're going to require everyone to have uniform rules. So everybody in the country who does tax returns is going to have to be part of the system. They're going to have to take continuing education classes and keep up with the tax laws and actually know them. They're going to have to take a test. And David Williams, Director of Electronic Tax Administration and Refundable Credits, is going to be the lead executive in charge of the Return Preparer Program.
Hmm. So are they going to produce the curriculum? Who's going to do the testing?
No, they're not going to produce a curriculum.
Who's going to produce that?
People who helped these guys pass the exam are going to produce curriculum.
So some organization, some publishing company, some organizations going to produce a curriculum for people.
I'm going to do it.
Are you going to produce curriculum?
Yeah, right now I teach a class to help people become enrolled agents.
But I mean, somebody's got to come up with the criteria.
Well, they're going to produce criteria, but they're not going to produce their curriculum.
So there could be lots of different interpretations of the criteria for different curriculum.
No, well, the different curricula. Just like now, we have different people providing different information to help anyone pass the exam. This is going to be a simpler set of exams. And you know, I made some suggestions to IRS, and I suggested that there ought to be two exams. Because most of these preparers, these mom-pa shops and whatever, only do individual tax returns.
Right.
They shouldn't have to be tested on the hard stuff they
on doing. The corporate stuff.
Right. So there'll be two different exams.
But you know, they may, but they'll be doing personal, but they also, that also connects them directly to LLCs, sub-S's, and partnerships.
Then they're going to need to take both exams.
If they do anything beyond W-2 income, they're going to have both exams, aren't they?
Yes.
And folks, these are questions you're going to have to ask people. That's the reason why we're talking about it. Eva Rosenberg is our guest. We got more to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Little Chicago bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. No barriers to entry. If you get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use all of our stuff. And there is a lot of stuff there. If you're a small business owner and you want to get better, I think you'll find something there that will help you. All you gotta do is have an idea about what's on your mind. What are you thinking about? What are you trying to accomplish? What's the biggest pain that you have right now? Identify that. Go to my website and find it in the categories. Find it among the Brain Trust members. Find that information. We've got it organized for you. Now, if you don't know what you want, you got a lot of stuff you can wander around there and be entertained. But if you know what you want, we'd really make it easy for you. So check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Eva Rosenberg is our good friend and an original member of our Brain Trust, the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. Eva, we're talking about the news from the IRS. And so where we are, as I understand it, the IRS is going to come up with regard to having certified tax preparers, and all tax preparers in the future are going to have to be. When is the moratorium over? When do people have to become qualified?
Well, they're setting it up so that the registration is going to start on September 10th of 2010.
Ah.
And the testing is going to start on April 1st, 2011.
Right.
So, you know, we're looking at getting into this very quickly, and
when are they going to require that everybody be qualified? What day will that happen?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're going to start the competency testing on April 1st, 2011.
Right.
And so we're waiting to get the details. I just got this information yesterday, and I've sent a note to IRS to start getting more information. I'll have more information.
Well, thank you for. I know you'll keep us posted on this. So, folks, if you are a tax preparer, you know, even if you're a really darn good one, maybe you're the best in the world, you're still going to have to get certified.
Yeah.
Right? And if you're not a very good one, regardless, you've got to go through this process. So you've got some time. So the IRS is going to come up with a criteria. Other people are going to take that criteria and create their own curriculum, but then they'll have to pass a test. And who's going to be in charge of the test?
We don't know yet.
Ah.
Right now, they have somebody called Prometric doing the enrolled agent exam.
Yeah.
And they've been doing a really good job with it.
Right.
So there is a
structure already in place for one type of certification that they could just leverage that and go to the next level with the preparers.
I'm hoping that it doesn't go through
sense.
A whole new bid program.
That makes the most sense.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to put in a little vote for the Prometrics people. All right.
Yes.
So folks, if you're not a preparer, but you are using these people to get your taxes filed, you know, as you do talk to these people, you know, ask them if they even know about this. Ask them, you know, I'm going to be coming back next year. What are your plans to get certified? What are you going to be doing? I think it's a good question, don't you, Eva?
Absolutely. And a lot of people now are starting to flood to EA exam review classes like mine so that aside from that other little exam that's going to happen, they want to become enrolled agents and be able to represent their clients mm-hmm. as well. So that's developing into an interesting push for even more education.
Right.
And so I'm really looking forward to seeing some actually competent tax professionals emerge from this.
And I'm assuming that the designation that people will have, if they have two levels, the W-2 level or the business level, that the person will have a different designation. It'll be I for individual or C for company or whatever. And if you have a business that's a sub S or an LLC, that income flows over to your personal income, and that gets all filled out together, that the IRS will be able to tell if the person who did that return is qualified.
Well, they will have to be. If they're going to be a paid
yeah.
preparer, they're going to have prepare our tax ID number,
right.
PTIN, and to also have, you know, these designations.
So will a person who's not qualified have to ask anybody who comes in, do you have any business income, any business on this return, or is it all W-2?
I don't know the details yet.
Yeah.
Let's hold off until
all right.
we get there.
Well, you know me. I got a lot of questions, and I'm going to keep
yeah.
asking them.
Yeah,
all
please.
Right, so folks, this is what's going on. You're up to date where you got it from the beautiful horse's mouth here. Eva has got a direct line into the IRS, which is kind of scary if you think about it. I don't even want to, that's a visual I don't really need, Eva. But
this hour of the morning.
That's exactly right. So talk to us now about what's the news on taxes.
Well, we've got a bunch of different things that may or may not help small businesses, but let's talk a little bit about what's going to help individuals.
Okay.
Because not everybody is able to itemize anymore, especially if you've got a small business.
Right.
You may not even be using Schedule A.
Mm-hmm.
But, and if you were really smart, you paid off that mortgage or refinanced it and have such a low interest rate, you can't itemize because your interest is too low.
Ah.
So here's what we've got. You've got property taxes still, so
yeah.
you and your spouse can each take a $500 deduction or up to $500 for $1,000 without itemizing.
Ah.
If you bought a new car last year, the vehicle sales tax can become a non-itemized standard deduction as long as the car cost less than $49,500.
So this is information about people who don't itemize,
mm-hmm.
who take the standard deduction, but these are little
that's
beanies,
right.
little cherries on top of all that, right?
That's right.
Okay, a little extra deduction. All right, go ahead.
Right. Now, if you take that vehicle sales tax deduction, take it off the top, and then if you use that vehicle for business, only write off the part without the sales tax.
I got you. All right,
so you can get it on both sides.
And see, all that she just said, folks, is why you need a tax preparer. Hold on to that thought. She's the best, Eva Rosenberg, and I will be right back. Stay with us, Tintel. Gonna climb a mountain. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me, little heart, bringing us back. Eva Rosenberg is our guest. She is the tax mama, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She is an enrolled agent. She has a direct line to the IRS, which gives her lots of power. And one of the reasons why we never cross her. Eva, tell us how we can find you.
Just come to taxmama.com. We have a brand new site. It's going to be so much easier to navigate and find things. And people are already submitting their questions. And if you want to, we have a contest right now.
Right.
With
right.
H&R Block, believe it or not, and Office Depot, we are giving away 5 copies of H&R Block at Home software that you can win
wow.
if you submit a question to the Stop Taxing My Patients contest.
All right, so we find that link on your website?
On the front page of taxmama.com.
Go to TaxMama. I've been telling you about that website, folks, for almost 12 years. TaxMama.com. And they can find the place to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Was it like a tax question?
Yeah, ask your tax
question. Ask a tax question, and then you just come up with it. Folks, just dream one up, and then that puts you in line to win something, right?
Absolutely.
The H&R Blocks software, right?
H&R Block at Home software, so 5 people will be randomly selected, but just put in your question, and if you don't want to enter the contest, you can, because you only have 200 words for the contest.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to enter the contest, just ask it in the regular course.
How about that?
There's another forum.
There you go. And so that's we thank H&R Block and Office Depot for that, right?
Yes.
All right. So we appreciate all these corporate partners who help us put our best foot forward in the marketplace. Eva, I know you do, and I do as well. Eva, okay, what are some other things we need to know about coming up with the tax planning, tax preparing?
Okay. It's January. It's almost the end of January. If you had freelancers working for you and you paid anybody $600 or more, send out that 1099
yep.
miscellaneous to them now.
Yeah.
Now, don't file it with IRS yet, because you may have corrections coming back, you may have address changes coming
right.
back, and so forth. They need to be mailed by January 31st, but you can file it with IRS until February 28th, or electronically until March 30th.
Ah.
So you have plenty of time to make the corrections.
Now, that's so you go ahead and send it out to the person, but you can wait based on those two periods to file it with the IRS.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and on the IRS.
But how
website,
often is that? How often is the changes really happen? I mean,
quite a bit.
Does it really?
People move all the time.
Oh, you mean from an address standpoint? Yeah.
From an address standpoint, sometimes people will say, "You never paid me this."
Yeah.
Don't put it on here.
But it seems to me like I'd want to be doing the 1099s, do it, get it over with, get the whole thing done, and get rid of it.
Yeah, but no, you don't want to file it.
Okay,
because
all right.
you don't want to file amended 1099.
Oh, yeah, that sounds...
That attracts audit attention.
That sounds... Oh, we don't want that. No, you're
don't
scared.
Want that.
Now you're really making me shake. Okay, folks, don't do that. Whatever... What Eva just said, don't do it. Okay. What Eva said, don't do it. All right. What's next?
Autos. People don't seem to understand that you don't just keep track of your business mileage, which... Some of them don't even bother to do, but
right.
you also have to know the total miles driven for the year. So, if you haven't already done this, run out to your car,
yeah.
get the odometer reading, write it down,
mm-hmm.
and try to extrapolate back to what it might have been on January 1st. And don't forget to do that at the end of the year so you have the total mileage driven.
Right.
Now, if you're going to just use the mileage rate, you're still going to need that, but the rate for 2010 2009 is 55 cents per mile for business,
yeah.
24 cents for moving or medical, and the whopping 14 cents for charity.
Huh.
Charity has to be changed by an act of Congress, literally.
Wow.
The others IRS can do themselves based on the cost of using the car.
But aren't these the kind of things that our tax preparer should do for us, would know? Other than the miles, we just need to know what to get them, right? Because,
that's right.
I mean, does anybody really do their taxes anymore other
they
than the
do.
Short form? I mean, doesn't the short form have like 59 pages of instructions?
I've never looked at the instructions.
Well, that's a little scary, Eva. That's a little scary. So I got about 1 minute. What's next? What do we need to know? What do we need to know about planning for 2010?
Oh, God. You know what? Really, your business, come to TaxMama.com, and you're going to get everything you need. I'm coming out with a new version of Small Business Taxes Made Easy this year with all the information you're going to need to know for planning. And there are a lot of credits for business that
yeah.
you don't want to overlook.
Well, the president may be coming out with some new credits for hiring people.
Exactly.
Which I'm hoping he does. That's a really good thing he needs to do.
Yeah, the country really needs another way to spend more money, but as long as we're getting it, let's
yeah.
take advantage of
it. That's exactly right. Hey, Eva, thanks for being here. TaxMama.com, right?
TaxMama.com and Jim Blassingame's Small Business Advocate.
There you go. Hey, Eva, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Hey Eva, say when you talk to the IRS, say nice things about me, okay?
I will. I'll tell them you're gorgeous.
I'll see you. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.